Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Folks, this program is sponsored in part by ATU International and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra Members Association. We appreciate their support very much. You know, I got to tell you, it's with great pleasure I get to reintroduce my friend Deb Klein of the Cleveland Jobs with Justice. Deb, welcome back.
Thank you. It's been a while since I've been on, but it's been a really long time since I've talked with you.
I know. Usually you get the A team, that's the ladies, but now you're stuck with me, but that's okay. I can muddle through.
Well, you know, but every once in a while, it's always good to talk to you.
Hey, you brought up the fact that while it's a good thing that the CWA and AT&T have come to an agreement with the company stores, not all the stores pay their people way above the minimum wage. What's going on with that?
Well, that's exactly right. There are, and this comes from me being in CWA District 4. They're my benefactors. Our office, Jobs of Justice office, is in their office. So I know a lot about the AT&T. We've done the Verizon campaigns. You have to be really careful because not all the stores are union. And the only way you can tell now, because they kind of hide it on the website, is if you go on the website and look, the union stores are light blue. They're little dots on the map. And the authorized retailers are dark blue. Or if you're driving by or you have a favorite AT&T store, pay attention to what the sign says, because if it says authorized retailer, they are not union.
Now, there would not be a reason why AT&T could not put into their franchise agreement, and that's pretty much what it is, it's a franchise agreement, that any employee working inside an authorized retailer or one of the franchisees, they shouldn't be paid, the rate that the company stores are paid, right?
Well, you would think that. You would think that they would do that. But, you know, we are talking about a massive corporation. And yes, they've been able, CWA has been able to successfully negotiate contracts through the years, but they're still a corporation. So, I think we're trying to expect too much out of a corporation. I mean, look how big AT&T is. I remember, let's tell you how old I am. I remember when we had the Ma Bells and then AT&T came along and then they split them up because they said they were too big, and we had SBC Global and all these other Baby Bell companies and all those, and then all of a sudden they all came back together and they're huge now. But again, it's a corporation.
It is, I just want to point out one thing. You talk about Ma Bell and you're being old. I remember Carrier Pterodactyls.
Yeah, how about Carrier Pigeon? using cups with string.
There you go. Now I have to wonder, did it come up with CWA in the negotiations? Did somebody not figure it out, or is that something that they're going to go for next time?
I don't know. I would hope so, but I always encourage people to make sure that they are going to a company store, an AT&T store.
There you go.
As I said, it used to be a little easier to tell on the website, but now it's getting a little bit more difficult. So light blue is union, dark blue is authorized retailer.
There you go.
If you're going to look for a store, that's
there
what you
go.
Need to do.
Well, let's see. You've got some other things you got going on too, huh?
Yep, of course. Our fight continues for the DREAM Act, for the DACA Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival. Those are the people that came over with their undocumented parents who are undocumented. Many of them came over as babies, children. Of course, we all know that that guy on 1600 ended the DACA program. So since he ended the DACA program, at least 22,000 DREAMers have lost their status and will no longer be able to work, and they could be deported. So it's very important that Congress acts now before we lose more dreamers and more dreamers lose their status. So we've been pushing and we're hoping and trying to get and joining in with the effort of trying to get the DREAM Act attached to the spending bill or something before they go out of session. Again, it's really important because we have young people who will no longer be able to work. They're contributing members of the society. They're paying taxes. But yet we want to take all that away from them. So it's really important. And tomorrow we're having a rally at Market Square here in Cleveland. Market Square is right across the street from the West Side Market. It's on the corner of West 25th and Lorain here in Cleveland at 1 o'clock. We'll have a few dreamers out there telling their stories. I go back to one of the most gut-wrenching stories I think I heard come from one of them. There's a young woman who was talking about, I came over as a baby. I grew up in this country. This is my country. America is my country, and I know no other. So it's always good to listen to them and hear their stories. But it's really important that something happens for them by the end of the year.
It is. Deb, what kind of reception are DACA folks getting in Cleveland when it comes to, your average Clevelander? Cleveland's a blue-collar town. I think most of us rejoice in our heritage and where we came from, and we know it was a difficult, hard slog to get to the United States and to stay here. Are they sharing that sentiment with the DACA folks?
Well, you know, it's funny because when you talk to like somebody who is second generation or third generation, and when you're talking about undocumented people, they often, well, my parents came over or my grandparents came over the right way, so why don't they? But it's a lot different with the Dreamers. I'll tell you, we've been out, we've done several actions now, where people are actually stopping and asking questions when we're out on the streets. And some people disagree, but by and large, most people agree and end up joining us, which is so cool. So,
you know, one of the funny things about that is, quite honestly, when people talk about my grandparents or my great-grandparents did it the right way was just showing up and not having a communicable disease.
That's exactly right. When they went to Ellis Island, that's all they did.
Right. Absolutely. And I cannot even begin to tell you how many millions of children made it into this country without their parents. Because oftentimes, the parents coming over on a ship would give their children to the people who were in first class just to make sure.
Well, let me tell you what. I am the product of one of those children. Because my great-grandfather came over as a child with his sister. I don't know what happened to his sister, but he came over from Italy. So it's exactly what part of my story is on my mother's side of the family.
There you go. So for all you folks, and quite frankly, there was a lot of immigration fraud between 1900 and today.
Right, because of labor, cheap labor. It was awful. So, I mean, it was awful for the people that came in and were exploited.
Yeah. And all of our ethnicities have spent time in the breach. We know the stories. We should work real hard to stop the silliness. Just saying.
Well, you know, there was a story not too long ago where a man in his 60s or 70s found out that he was undocumented because his parents never registered him when they came over. And that can happen.
I could tell you a story about a World War II highly decorated veteran that when he wanted to go to Cancun with his wife, couldn't go because he couldn't get an American passport because he was still Italian. Just saying. In any case, listen, Deb, we got to get going. How do we find out more about Cleveland Jobs with Justice?
You can find us on the web at clevelandjwj.org, on Facebook at facebook.com/clevelandjwj, or on Twitter at CLEJWJ.
There you go. In the meantime, do me a favor, stay on the line as we transition into break. I got a quick question for you. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.